also just reading some scripture for us tonight. So I told him I didn't mind at all. So do keep our prayer requests in your minds and be praying for those. Some updates. Betty Huffman, she had her surgery. It went well on Monday. She came home after it was finished. She seems to be doing well after the surgery. Just continue to pray for her healing as she's going through the recovery after that surgery. Joyce Britton, they did remove her from the ventilator around 1:30 yesterday afternoon, and she has been breathing on her own ever since. They are keeping her comfortable at the moment, and her family is with her. Beth did text this afternoon to say her breathing is getting weaker, so do continue to pray for Jim, Jimmy, and Aaron in these times and in these days that they're dealing with. Do remember Holly Lale. She didn't get to come home until late in the day yesterday. She kept running a fever off and on, so they wanted to keep her until it stayed down. Continue to ask the Lord to give her strength and to pray for her and Randy as they have some decisions to make about what the doctor is suggesting and about trying just something different. They have asked the church to please pray for them that they will know the right thing to do. Do keep our Margie Austin in prayer. Beverly said that she has been able to spend some time with her mom and to help her eat. She said that she has been playing some choir music for her, but do keep her in your prayers and pray for Beverly also. Helen Bivens, do keep her in your prayers as the doctor is trying to work out a place for her to take some rehab. Anita and Jerry Friedel, they're doing well. Anita said they both have follow-up appointments this month. Jerry is still on oxygen about half the time, so do continue to keep both of them in your prayers. And Betty and Guy Stanley, continue to pray for them both in your prayers. Guy is still taking his cancer medication, and she still has a lot of problems getting around, so to keep them in your prayers. Erlene Starnes, they are hoping to move her soon to Hickory for rehab. Continue to pray for her and her daughter, Charity. And then just a note at the bottom, do keep our other prayer requests in mind. There's many more listed on the website, and I know Dad keeps that updated, so do be checking there and keep those in mind. So go ahead and we'll pray for these requests, and then we'll just share some scripture for tonight. I'll ask Adam if he will just lead us in prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, O God, we want to thank you for another privilege to be back at your house, O God, for your mercy, your grace, and your blessings upon our life. O God, we want to thank you most of all for salvation. O God, for dying on the cross for us when it was unworthy and undeserving of it. O God, I pray that you'd ever take this church, O God. I pray that you'd take it, touch it, use it, O God, in a great and mighty way. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you touch, Lord God, tonight in service, Lord God, and the scripture that will be read. I pray that you take it and use it, Lord, and give us the open and receptive heart to it. I pray, Lord God, that you get all honor and glory out of each and everything that's done. Hey, we love you, Lord, because you first loved us. We want to thank you and praise you for everything that's done. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
All right. Scripture that I have that I want to share with us this afternoon has led to Isaiah chapter number 62. This has actually come up recently for me in studying, and after Dad asked me to read some scripture tonight, it just kind of came to mind as I was looking at a few different scriptures, and I couldn't get away from this one in particular. Kind of the thought that came up to me in studying and everything when I came across it several weeks ago, just was dealing a lot with the way things are going in our current world and just the type of role that the church has to play in the things that are going on. So just want to read you this chapter from Isaiah, and hopefully God will maybe use it to encourage you or maybe speak to you in some way the same way it was just an encouragement to me when I was reading it. So again, Isaiah chapter number 62, and beginning in verse number 1, it says, "For Zion's sake, I will not, or will I not, hold my peace? And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and they shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day or night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent, or keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and thy sons of the strangers shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it, and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in thy courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call him the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. That's what I felt like I needed to read tonight, and again, this just came up in my studying a few weeks ago, and it just really stuck with me, just kind of a lot of the ways things are going in our world, current state of affairs, just a nice encouragement and reminder that God will not forsake his people. He is truly still in control, the same way he was for Isaiah. So that's all that I have. I don't really have anything to say or go in any depth or anything. I just hope that will be a help and encouragement to you this afternoon. So I do thank you all for coming out and being in the service this evening, and we'll dismiss from here and head to the house. I'll ask Ronnie if he will dismiss us in a word of prayer.
Your kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you once again, Lord. Just thank you for the day. Thank you for the blessings you give us, Lord. Just thank you for this, what we've heard tonight, Lord. Just thank you for the one that read it, Lord. Just thank you for what it means and what it stands for, Lord. Lord, I ask that we open up our hearts and take it in and take it to heart what it means and what it stands for, Lord. Lord, in all your readings, Lord, just continue to bless us and take it in like it needs to be taken in, Lord. Lord, I ask you to remember each and every one that's on the prayer list, Lord. You knew all the needs that need to be done, Lord. Just continue to bless and help our Lord. Lord, I ask you to continue to be with Brother Tony, Lord. Just continue to help him get better, Lord. Help him get back to the man he wants to be, Lord. To be able to preach like he wants to preach, Lord. Lord, I ask you to be with each and every one that's sin-sick and don't know you, Lord. That they become to know you before it's eternally too late, Lord. Lord, I continue to ask you to pray for our country, Lord. You know it's in a mess, Lord. You know you're the one that can take care of it, Lord. Lord, we need to lay it all in your hands, Lord. Let you be the one to take care of it, Lord. Lord, I ask you to be with us as we go home. Keep each and every one safe. shape that we